This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
Officials at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville have a new policy designed to protect minors who visit the campus. Associate Vice Chancellor John Diamond says the new rules give employees specific instructions on what to do if they suspect a child is being mistreated.
We know from what was reported from Penn State and elsewhere that people have this belief that it may be enough simply to report a suspicion up the chain of command. Our policy makes it explicit that the burden is on the individual who has the suspicion to go directly to those in a position to protect the child or children.
The Next Step Day Room in Fort Smith will receive a $400,000 grant from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. The money will be applied to the Safe Haven Project, designed to create shelter for members of the city's homeless population with mental illness. The project is scheduled to be part of the planned Riverview Hope campus in Fort Smith.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will move to SEC play with a 15-2 record. Yesterday, Arkansas completed a two-game sweep of Gonzaga at Baum Stadium. Arkansas will open conference play against Alabama Friday night at 6:35. Arkansas and the Crimson Tide will also play Saturday and Sunday afternoon games this weekend.
John Brown University's men's basketball team opens play this afternoon in the NAIA men's tournament. JBU will face Montana Western at 2:15 today in the first round. If JBU wins, they'll advance to a second round game tomorrow in Kansas City. The 10th annual Blues in the Natural State Festival is Saturday, March 24th in Fayetteville. Mississippi Fever, Steve Jones, Isaiah's All-Stars, and more will perform at various Dixon Street locations. An event schedule, wristband information, more available at OzarkBluesSociety.org.